Welcome to Scrappy ABM, your source for groundbreaking approaches that don't break the bank. ABM shouldn't cost $200K in tech to even get started. So if you want to get started with ABM or make your program even better without investing a massive amount of money, you're in the right place. Each week, we'll hear from the brightest minds in the marketing world who are redefining ABM, achieving incredible results with untraditional methods, limited resources, and a whole lot of creativity. This isn't a show about how much money you can spend on fancy tech or overhyped tools. Instead, it's about celebrating creative problem solving and the scrappiness it takes to get ABM right. We'll dive into how these marketing leaders built robust ABM strategies with limited resources, revealing the actionable insights that led to their biggest wins. So if you're a marketer ready to challenge the status quo and build a scalable, efficient, effective marketing strategy, Scrappy ABM is the show for you. So if you're ready to discover ABM strategies that are lean, impactful, and utterly transformative, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby, and today we are going to dive into the event activation playbook without a speaking engagement. So in the last event activation playbook, we talked through how do you leverage your speaking engagement to book a ton of meetings at events. What I also want to walk through is exactly how to do the exact same thing without the speaking engagement. Admittedly, if you're going to an event, it is far easier to convert meetings when you have a speaking slot because you have a captive audience. If you don't have a captive audience, then what you're likely going to end up doing is networking, and that's the core. So what we're going to work through is step by step how to find the right audience, how to then convert that audience into someone that is then connected with you. Then from there, how do you then book the meeting? So that's what we're walking through today. With that, again, everything we work through is going to align with our 4D framework of data, distribution, destination, and direction. So in the context of data at an event, what you want to likely do are one of two things. First off, go to sessions specifically that would tie back into your product or service. Because what that means is you can identify people that are struggling with a problem that you might be able to help them solve. And by the nature that you're going to be in the room with all of these other people, you create opportunities for more serendipity. Generally speaking, when you go to an event, you're either going to do one of two things if you are trying to book calls. The first is you're not going to go to sessions because you're like, well, it's a waste of my time. I would rather network with people and enjoy meeting people. Or the other thing is you're going to go to sessions in which you may want to actually learn something. To be super clear, both of those are viable, but the primary goal for you going to an event is I need meetings on my calendar. By going to sessions in which people are already concentrated around specific topics, you increase the likelihood that someone would start a conversation, and when you can start a conversation to then actually inform them and educate them on the ways that you might be able to partner. So that's the first thing is data. Who are you going after? Go after people that are already at specific sessions. From there, distribution, again, how are you going to get in front of them? This is a bit odd, but I mean, it's pure play networking. The distribution in this context is creating conversations. Now, this is where I think it's very interesting post-COVID, because a lot of people that are going to events as SDRs or AEs may not have actually had a ton of experience pre-COVID. They may have only had likely a virtual sales experience. So we're seeing this rise of events in a pretty significant way, where there's a lot of events coming back in force, and people are kind of over the COVID stigmas. But what that means is you're sending potentially SDRs and AEs to an event for the first time, or they've only been to a few events and they legitimately don't know how to start conversations, because in the context of all their past sales conversations, it's been in a controlled environment that is their home office or their in-office location. There's not as much travel. There's not as much face-to-face. There's not as much conversion of conversation through some of these serendipitous moments. So as you think through distribution, the actual context here is to create specific scripts that you can then train your SDRs or your AEs on that then allow them to guide the conversation. So again, the last episode we talked through, again, is speaking engagement. When I speak and people come up to me, I always ask what was helpful. And that creates an opportunity for them to actually share their problems that they're experiencing. So when you sit down in a room around a specific topic, you can ask similar questions. You can ask the question that is, hey, why are you joining this session? You know, I know that I'm really excited to learn about these couple of things, but I'm curious, like, what are you hoping to get out of the session? And again, create these conversations. it will feel uncomfortable at first because you're talking to strangers. But if you can start to become comfortable initiating these conversations, and again, initiating a conversation around, we're all in the same room around this specific topic, maybe you can use that as a jumping off point to develop some form of a relationship. So again, distribution in this context is face-to-face conversations. It's how are you initiating the conversation? So again, think through specific scripts and make it contextual. So again, if it's before the session has started, why are you here? Why are you in this session? What are you hoping to learn today? Here's what I'm hoping to learn. If it's after, you can say, oh my gosh, I loved that session. I loved this topic. I learned so much on these couple of things. What did you learn while you were here? And then the other thing is to follow up and say, how do you plan to use this information? Every time I speak, I say this same phrase of information without implementation is absolutely useless. So by framing it as what do you plan to go and do? Amazing. You then can also dig further into what are some of the roadblocks you might experience? Like, what are some of the challenges you might experience? And don't just say, what are some of the roadblocks you might experience? If you can actually speak to it intelligently and say, again, if you're a seller, man, I've talked to a ton of people about that topic, about implementing a new accounting software. And golly, one of the things that they constantly struggle with, one of the things that they constantly hit up against is the security and the IT buy-in to actually make a switch, or the existing processes and how you have to overcome all the training of new people. Like, how are you planning to solve for that? And again, ask around problems and challenges that you can then tie back into your product. And I want to be clear, when we think about distribution, the goal here in the way that I do event activation without a speaking engagement is not to book a discovery call and to do an immediate discovery call, but it's to build a relationship and to prove some form of value that you might actually know something about the things that they're struggling with. This is to create solution awareness and to help people view you as a viable solution. So from a distribution perspective, the primary goal is to ensure that in your conversations, you are actually providing something that's helpful and intelligent. And it doesn't have to be answers. It could just be raising up common challenges that you know. And if you're a seller and you're in a sales role, you don't have to be a subject matter expert on this topic to talk through the problems. It's the primary reasons people are coming to you in the first place. So you literally raise the reasons people would buy from you. And what you are ending up doing is actually offering and helping them rethink through something that they are trying to solve and raising proactively the issues that won't come up. That is distribution. That is raising further problem awareness and helping to shift their perspective that you might be a viable solution. So that's distribution. Destination in this context. The goal here is to get some form of contact information. Depending on where you are and how people feel comfortable with you, they may actually just give you a card. I've had that happen a lot. People will just say, hey, I really enjoyed our conversation. Like, could you follow up with me? That may happen. That is not common. When I was an AE or when I was doing outbound myself, I didn't personally experience a ton. So again, if you're not an executive or you're not a founder, that may not happen. What may happen though, is you can initiate and say, hey, would you be open to connecting on LinkedIn? I try to post every now and then to just do something that might be helpful. And again, in this context, if you're posting on LinkedIn, then you create an opportunity for someone to engage in content, and that's your destination. So the primary goal here is to send them to a destination that gets contact information. The primary reason that LinkedIn is the best place to do this at an event is that, again, events are largely focused on education and networking. LinkedIn is online networking. So it's a logical next step if you've met someone in person to then connect on LinkedIn, because it also feels like a lower barrier to entry than giving someone your email. Email is a highly intentional form of communication. LinkedIn is somewhat passive in its nature for connections. So at the core, if you can then focus on specifically engaging in such a way that you connect on LinkedIn, you again get a way in which you can then directly communicate to them through LinkedIn direct messages. Additionally, you add them to your network and you add them to your following. So if you do create content, there's a higher likelihood that they would see your content. And then lastly, if they post content, you can then start to show up on their content really easily. So again, in the distribution context, the goal here is to connect and then to actually also hit the notification bell on their profile so that if they do post, you will then see their content. You'll be notified that their content is going live and you can go and engage with it. The direction component here, the primary piece to direction as a final thought is, did they connect with you on LinkedIn or not? If they connected, then they are tracking in the right direction. If they did not, they're not tracking in the right direction. Your conversation was not engaging and you did not end up actually being able to build interest and show value, which that's just a data point. Now you know, you can, for your next event, or maybe for the next conversation at the same event, if it's multiple days long, how do you specifically change up the scripts and change up how you engage in a conversation so that there's a higher likelihood for connection? The last couple of thoughts here would just be, if you can work with your marketing team as a seller, or if you're a marketer listening to this, the primary goal would be to create some kind of a destination that is engaging for the audience that is going to be speaking with your sellers. So you can say something to the extent, User Gems does this super, super well. At the core of what some of what User Gems does is you can actually send them a spreadsheet of emails that have bounced or some of your data, and they will validate your data to showcase all the people that are in your database that have actually made a job transition in a limited capacity. I think it's like 100 that they do, and they do this for a lot of their events. So you can scan a QR code, upload a spreadsheet, and they'll tell you where those people landed from a job perspective, just to show you the value of their data. So if you have some form of a capability to give someone a taste of what the future could look like if they were to partner with you, that is a great destination. So it'd be LinkedIn plus that. And then from a destination perspective, if you have that kind of an offer, obviously that is your direction component. But at the core, the primary ways that you can improve conversions at events are by curating where you go from a session perspective and intentionally going to sessions in which you could actually add value to a conversation based on the products and the services that you as an organization sell. So that's the first thing from a data perspective. Next is distribution, which would be working through what are your conversation openers. And again, in the context of networking, this can feel awkward. This can feel uncomfortable. But once you've done this and you've practiced it, it becomes far more natural and far easier. And the last thought on that front from a distribution perspective is, if you do have connections in the room, one of the things that I often do to help with conversation openers is I will go with a friend and I'll ask them to introduce me. And what that does is it creates immediate affinity because I'm associated with this other person that they already know and trust. As a result, there's a higher likelihood that they would know and trust me. That's distribution. Destination is likely going to be LinkedIn, or if you have a specific offer or asset that you can point people to in the context of this conversation where it makes sense. Don't make it forced, and the asset should not be book a call unless they're like, wow, I really, really struggle with this. Could we have a conversation about you solving this for me? I want that invitation before I push a call on them. And then last but certainly not least is direction. Depending on the destination that you send them to, could be LinkedIn, could be another asset, the last component will be how you track it. The final thought on this is, generally speaking, depending on the events that you go to, sometimes people will get a conference high, and I don't know how else to frame it, but they will just get a little bit excited through all the networking, through all the people that they're meeting, and just kind of feeling this sense of heightened, we can go solve all these problems because they're separated from their day job. What I have then found is post-event, the number of meetings that are booked are often, some of them end up falling off. So just know that you'll have a higher number of meetings coming out of an event with this approach, but some of these meetings will cancel and will be no-shows. So again, it's not a perfect system. There is no perfect system, but if you're trying to book more calls with right fit people, this is the best way that I have found through an event to facilitate this kind of a program. Hopefully this was helpful. If you have any thoughts and questions, feel free to always reach out to me on LinkedIn, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Scrappy ABM. If you enjoyed this week's episode, go ahead and give us a follow so that you don't miss a single episode. We drop every single Monday so that you can start your week off right. And if you're looking for additional great content just like this, go check out scrappyabm.com. We're building a library of frameworks, guides, templates, processes, and tools so you have everything that you need to build a low budget, high impact, scrappy program. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This has been your host, Mason Cosby, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.